Actually, it's Gretchen Troop Singer. Thanks so much for tuning in, and have a fantastic weekend.
Oh, support comes from Rise and Vibes Music Festival, Roots and Reggae on the River, May 19th to the 21st, located at Tico Time River Resort just south of Durango, Colorado, presenting Modest Yahoo, The Movement, and many more. Ticket information and a complete list of performers can be found at riseandvibes.com.
Tired of expensive repairs to your old car? Save money and donate it to your favorite community radio station. Donating is easy. We'll send a tow truck to pick it up at no cost to you. We also accept trucks, motorcycles, boats, and more. Call 844-KGNU-CAR or visit kgnu.org and turn your metal menace into music today.
You're listening to KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver, and you've been listening to the Funk Show with Gretchen Troop, the Dusty Groove Show, and I'm here for Smash It Back. We're going to be listening to Punk and Other Junk till midnight, another hour, and I'm here with Christian, my friend and jam mate, and we're going to do a deep dive tonight into music of the Smiths, and because their bassist Andy Rourke has passed away, sad to say, today, this morning, I believe it was, and so we're going to do a tribute to the whole band, and we're going to listen to probably about 30-40 minutes of their music. What we just heard was 1970 by the Stooges, and we're going to listen to the Smiths starting now. We're going to start with the one with the iconic bass from Andy Rourke called Barbarism Begins at Home by the Smiths from their Meat is Murder music album. And Christian grew up listening to the Smiths and loved the Smiths. Isn't that right, Christian?
Yeah, they were just wonderful to listen to. This song, of course, I learned later that it was all over social media after news of his death hit. But it was the first song that came to my head when I thought of the band, but it wasn't necessarily because of his bass part. It just sort of, I feel like all members of the group sort of just play off of each other, and it's a good demonstration of why the band works so well together.
Oh, they certainly do. And here is Barbarism Begins at Home, followed by other songs by the Smiths.
Get for us. A drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. I was looking for a job, and then I found a job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now in my life. Why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I of me at the end of the day, Caligula would have blushed. Oh, you've been in the house too long, she said, and I naturally fled. In my life, why do I smile at people who I'd much rather kick in the happy in the haze of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. Oh, you've been in the house too long, she said, and I naturally fled. In my life, oh, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I last.
strange fear gripped me and I just couldn't ask. Take me out tonight. Oh, take me anywhere, don't care, don't care, don't care. Driving in your car, I never, never want to go home, because I haven't got one. Both of us to die by your side.
That was Hand in Glove by the Smiths. We're in the middle of a deep dive into music from the Smiths. One of their members has passed away, Andy Rourke, the bass player, and so we're celebrating the whole group. There are three members of the group. There was Andy Rourke, also Johnny Marr on the guitar, and Morrissey doing the singing. And Johnny Marr and Morrissey were the composers of a lot of the songs.
But Johnny Marr started playing with Andy Rourke before they met Morrissey. So they had already been playing together.
Yeah, they were teenagers together, playing guitars in the garage.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Morrissey, they met at a concert, and they all hit it off.
They really meld. Their sound is just it's very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about how while the music was going, how you hear one or two songs of theirs and you just get kind of hooked into a kind of a groove and just follow along. And
that's how Andy Rourke described his bass playing at some point, I believe. Anyways.
How is that?
Well, I don't know. It's just some obscure thing I remember, and I can't source it exactly. But I think it was Johnny Marr and Andy Rourke were talking about kind of following along with the bass, having that kind of approach to some of the music they were playing, I guess, in the studio or while they were making songs.
Yeah, so they had a definite...
And I think you can feel it,
like
you're saying.
Had a definite knowledge of what they were doing and a definite idea of where they were kind of in time and space. And
I'm glad they came here.
What we heard so far is Barbarism Begins at Home with great bass playing from Andy Rourke. Then we heard Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now. Then There Is a Light That Never Goes Out. And then Hand in Glove, all by the Smiths. Coming up next, we'll hear four from their album, their great album, Meat is Murder, and then plus one, we'll hear, but the first one is called What She Said by the Smiths. So the Smiths will fill most of our Smash It Back show, but there'll be a song or two or three at the end from other groups. But in the meantime, here is What She Said by the Smiths to start.
What she said, I smile. trousers to the world. I am a man of means, of slender means. Each household appliance is like a new silence in my town. And if the day came when I felt a natural emotion, I'd get such a shock I'd probably jump in the ocean. And when a train goes by, it's such a sad sound. It's such a sad thing. I'd like to drop my trousers to the Queen. Every sensible child will know what this means. The poor and the needy are selfish and greedy of her terms. And if the day came when I felt a natural emotion, I'd get such a shock I'd probably jump in the ocean. And when a train goes by, it's such a sad sound. It's such a sad thing.
Succulent, tasty, or kind. It's death for no reason, and death for no reason is murder. And the cart that you cart with a smile, it is murder. And the turkey you festively slice, it is murder. Not comforting, cheery or kind. It's sizzling blood and the unholy stench of murder. It's not natural, noble or kind. The flesh you so fancifully fry, the meat in your mouth as you savor the flavor of I'm not afraid to die.
Sounds like maybe some water sounds at the end there. That was Well, I Wonder by the Smiths. And we started the set with What She Said by the Smiths. We're in a deep dive of Smiths music. What She Said, followed by Nowhere Fast, followed by Meat Is Murder, and then just now, Well, I Wonder. We're listening to Smash It Back. I'm Ann Cantillo. I'm here with jam mate and friend Christian, and we are talking about the Smiths. The bass player has passed away today, sorry to say. And so that was from the album Meat Is Murder, a favorite of both of ours. And we have only one song left from the Smiths, and then we'll hear other groups. We'll hear Middle Class FACS, and then we'll have a rousing end with Richard Hell and the Voidoids.
Good way to end it.
Yeah. So we've been enjoying listening to the Smiths today. And
yeah, it's been really nice.
And yeah, really
being
nice.
Here in the studio.
Yeah. And the next thing we'll hear is This Charming Man by the Smiths, and that will be followed by Out of Vogue by Middle Class as we move on to other groups. Here is The Charming Man by the Smiths. This Charming Man.
Yeah. cheeks, but my body get a lot of herbs.
Edible.
So I just never know right
today.
It just affects my bread. And all the stories in a battle. Getting started never
edible.
Ends.
Edible.
Thank you.
That was FACS, or FAX. That one was released. That's the one we have, the one song we have from our show today that is a new song that was released just about a month ago. And it was called When You Say. Before that was Out of Vogue, very short one from a middle class. And before that, we started the set with This Charming Man, the last one we were playing from the Smiths. And Christian and I have had a great time bringing you lots and lots of songs from the Smiths. And we have 1.5 songs left. And we will pass it on. And stay tuned for Matthew with Sleepless Nights coming up at the top of the hour in just a few minutes. Next up, we'll hear Blank Generation by Richard Hell and the Voidoids. Richard Hell is from the television, old television group. And then we'll hear Hands. Oh, another new one by Lithics. We'll hear probably just the first verse. I think we can get to that. And then it's on to Sleepless Nights with Matthew. And everyone have a great night.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, and here is Richard Hell with Blank Generation. We'll be right back.
KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver.
Tuned in to Sleepless Nights. I'm your host, Matthew. Nigh on 30 years ago, I walked into a record store, browsing around my local shop. And while I was browsing, in the very small little vinyl section, this was the mid-90s, so not a lot of vinyl was being pressed, bought, or sold. Mostly punk underground, some used stuff. But I was looking in this little vinyl section and noticed a couple 10-inch records with some very eye-catching artwork. And this just out of the world, out of this world fonts. One was a Melvins 10-inch covering Pink Floyd's Interstellar Overdrive cover. Just a simple shot of a blacklight and a little metal fixture. And the other was just this plain silver cover. It was chrome. And I hadn't heard anything new from chrome since Damon Edge had died years before. Both caught my eye. I still bought vinyl. I still had a record player, so I picked the two up. And I really liked what I heard, and I started digging in. And this new label, Man's Ruin Records, was a label started by the artist Frank Kozik, who revitalized poster art, rock poster art, in the 90s. And if you're around in the 90s in the underground, going to shows, going to punk shows, even if you don't know Frank Kozik, you've seen his art and you'd recognize it. But he started this record label. It's really nice artwork, pressing 7 and 10 inch records on colored vinyl. Putting out just great music. I mean, this was mid 90s. We were in between Radiohead and new metal. Rock and roll was all but dead. But Frank Kozik was bringing us the truth. Rock and roll, and he was fighting the good fight, paying the artist who he recorded. On May 6th, almost 2 weeks ago, Frank Kozik passed. He left this earth quite early at the young age of 61. So tonight, for Sleepless Nights, we're going to have 3 hours of Man's Ruins Record to pay tribute to Frank Kozik. So buckle up, stay tuned with me.